All right. Well, welcome to hour number two of of a particular program that I'm going to call The Winds of War. Okay. Now, I want to go ahead and start this off because one of the things that's been happening is North Korea's Kim Jong-un has been getting involved in a noteworthy manner, in a very vociferous and loud manner, about many things that are happening around the world. All right, now we have to understand and remember Kellogg and his warning about the alliances that exist between China, Russia, North Korea, Kim Jong-un, and also Iran. All right, so there's a lot to cover, but I wanted to go ahead and start this out similarly with another vision of Dr. David O'Rourke. And this is something that I snatched up way back, probably about 10 years ago. And in this case, he's actually in South Korea. Okay, and he's talking to, you know, a room full of people about a vision that was given to him. Now, I want you to know this. God's Healer 7, Sister Barbara, has already seen the sinking of a United States aircraft carrier. Nathan Liao had a vision, a similar vision about the sinking of an aircraft carrier. So there's a lot of supporting visions out there. However, this goes all the way back to 2010, I believe, or I'm not sure the exact date of this particular one. The other one's definitely 2010, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, I have probably 60 or 70 of these things, maybe more when you consider, you know, the different ones that I probably am not even recalling. All right, praise God. So let's take a listen to this particular prophecy slash vision that was given again to Dr. David O'Rourke, and again supported by others that have had similar ones that I'm not going to take the time to play to support them. I could, but I want to get into the rest of the news. All right, let's listen to this. This is him talking to a group of people in South Korea.
On the prophecy of what is going to happen to your country. Well, when I came to your country, the Lord spoke to me about this nation. In the first conversation, the Lord spoke to me about a tragic event that is coming to South Korea. What do I see coming to South Korea? I see a big warship in the ocean. It looks more like an aircraft carrier. And it is in the ocean. Then the Lord made me look into the sky. And then I saw a rain of missiles that covered the sky. At first, I did not know there were missiles because there were many in the sky. And then all of a sudden, they strike that warship. I'm not sure whether all of them strike the warship or just a few and others strike the water. But anyhow, the warship is struck. And when that happens, I see the tower of the warship. There is a tower. I see there is a tower. And it catches fire. And then the next moment, I see the warship has collapsed into water and gone deep into water, totally destroyed. The next night,
그 다음 날 밤에,
the Lord again came and spoke with me about what is coming to South Korea. And then this time, I thought it was an aircraft. But I wondered in the dream, why is this aircraft carrying a missile on its back? Only after 2 days, when the Lord came and showed it to me again, was I more enlightened, and I realized it is not an aircraft. In fact, it is a truck.
그것은 트럭이었습니다.
A military truck.
군용 트럭이었습니다.
And it is carrying a missile on its back. And I was very surprised in that dream that the truck fired the missile. In the way the Lord speaks, He normally puts me in that situation there. So I also run for my life. He makes me feel what the people will feel when that prophecy is fulfilled. So I see a truck carrying a missile, and when it fired the missile came to your country, and it was very target specific.
그런데 그 미사일은 그 목표물을 정확하게 맞췄어요.
Okay, so if you had been with us back as far as, oh, I don't know, probably 2014, 20, maybe 2013, 20 or so, when a lot of this stuff was getting collected and played, there's a number of visions that Dr. David Aurora had been shown, and one of them was also that there was essentially a barrage of missiles that came from North Korea to South Korea and essentially rained down on Seoul. There's a lot more. I have a bunch, but I don't want to, you know, there's just too much to get out right now to cover today, so I just wanted to make sure I got that out to you to set the stage for what's coming. Okay? These are the things that most people quickly forget. The winds of war are happening right now. Praise God. All right, let's move on. All right, praise God. So I wanted to, I've been kind of fretting lately because I've been kind of a fan of Alex Jones. I think a lot of people are or have been historically, but lately he's been so focused on this notion of a victory against the New World Order and Doge and all that kind of stuff that it's almost as if he fell spiritually blind there for a while to what was really going on. Well, guess what? Now he's starting to wake up. Now, Alex does not understand the Book of Revelation. He doesn't understand. He believes that he was led by God. Maybe he was. I'm not here to judge anything one way or the other. There's a lot of people that will be cast into the Great Tribulation. There are a lot of people that are going to wake up during the wheat harvest, right in the midst of the day of the Lord. These are times that we do not want to be here for. That's why we have to be keenly aware of the winds of war. Because the scrolls, Jesus goes down and he snaps all the seals on the scrolls, but the content of the scrolls can roll out across the table in parallel, which is exactly what is happening right now. Not to mention that all the things in the Olivet Discourse, Isaiah 17, Damascus being turned into a ruinous heap, there's been all kinds of bombings taking place from Israel and Damascus. We don't even know what the state is yet, but we'll find out soon enough. And is it done yet? Probably not. There's a lot of war activity taking place over there and a lot of breaking of so-called ceasefires. There's even a threat by Lebanon toward Israel that says if by the 18th you have not gotten out of our country, something really bad is going to happen. Now, what does that mean? I don't know what that means. I don't think any of us do. Is it just saber rattling? I guess we'll have to wait and see, huh? All right, so all that being said, let's listen to this particular bite, okay, of Alex Jones, kind of like, sort of, little bit, waking up a little bit. All right, praise God, and here we go.
Now, I spent a lot of time at the start of the second hour, 2 hours ago, on Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu is a megalomaniac, and he has a bunch of criminal charges against him, and it is in all the Israeli newspapers, but I don't just believe any of the corporate media. I already know it. He's been trying to get us to go to war with Iran since 9/11. And they're reporting that he plans to attack them and drag the United States into it in all the major Israeli news. And it's true. And it's insane. And it's the main threat right now because we're starting to dial back the Russian thing, but NATO is forming its own European army. And Zelensky's saying Trump isn't allowed to call Putin and just totally out of his mind. He says, I'm not having elections. If you want them, get out of the country. It's just arrogant maniacs. who get high on the fact that they're in power. And they just love it. They don't even think about repercussions or anything, just megalomaniacs. So dangerous. So that's all extremely important. And we're going to cut that out of the show and get that up on X very soon. But my God, he's been telling us they've had nukes for 23 years, or they're going to have them in 2 weeks, 23 years. It is, he doesn't ever even change. And of course they've got nukes. And what's going to happen when Israel actually tries to knock them out? Good chance nuclear war. And most of the Jews over in Israel are against it.
All right. So what you heard Alex say, now while he won't, he's not going to hit on some things because he doesn't understand those things. What a lot of people don't understand is how far along this is proceeding. I've actually taken sections of scripture and given them snapshots of it and given them to unbelievers. And the response that I got back was, wow, it looks like that's what's happening right now. So there are a lot of people that are woke up, and there are a lot of unbelievers that are waking up. But and of course, we know that Luke 21:20 says that Jerusalem will be trampled under feet by the Gentiles, which basically means anybody other, you know, than those of us grafted onto the olive tree, all that other stuff. But the point is, the synagogue of Satan isn't even the olive tree. Okay, they are ultimately ushering in their version of the Messiah, which is the Antichrist. Now, there may be some groups of Christians that say, oh, that's great because it means that Jesus is coming. Not so fast. It doesn't really go down quite that way. What's important for us to remember is that Jesus is going to take us off this earth, the barley harvest. Okay, the first watch. Go read Luke 12, please. Go read Luke 12, verses 35, 36, 37, where Jesus comes back for the second and the third watch. He's coming back from the wedding supper, by the way. You have to pay attention. Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning. That's a direct reference to the wise and foolish virgins parable. Okay, so he's coming back from the wedding supper, and he's getting the second and the third watch. Who's the first watch? Where are they? They're at the wedding supper. That's how it works. It's not that complicated, but you gotta look at the explicit meaning and the implied meaning, and you gotta ask those questions and think and feel it and know it in your heart. All right, praise God. And a lot of people haven't gotten that far. They're just looking at the things that are happening right now. Are we taking care of the New World Order? Are we going to stop World War III? Are we going to stop this? We're not going to stop the Book of Revelation. We're not going to stop the Olivet Discourse. Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13. We're not going to stop them. We're in the midst of it. Praise God. Jesus said, look around you. See if the fig tree is blooming. Golly gee, it's not just the fig tree is blooming. Every tree in the forest is absolutely full of summer. We are there, but it's going to take some time to unravel. We don't know how long. And it does say at the end of Luke 21:20, until the fullness of the Gentiles has been brought in. What does that mean exactly? Only our Father knows. But it's important to be able to see the winds of war, to stay on the edge of your seat. To understand that the manifestation of the fourth, the behold a pale horse, the fourth seal is vital, because that sets the stage for the barley harvest to occur. That sets the stage for the first fruits rapture to occur. That sets the stage that is required, because God is going to take the first fruits, the barley harvest, and don't listen to the baloney about it being 144,000. It's a lot more. But it's not as many as people think. All right, praise God. So we want to be at the ready, okay? The whole thing about David Doetry's big, giant copper ball spaceship showing up in the sky like 3 to 4 weeks before the rapture, all right? Which maybe the timing is off. We don't know. A lot of times they are, but here's the thing. We don't know when that's going to happen. That could happen tonight. We just don't know. However, a major landmark is World War III, and that's why we have to be aware of the winds of war. Praise God. All right, let's move on to the next thing. Praise you, Jesus. All right, praise God. So this is Judge Napolitano on Defending Freedom or something like that. I forget the name of the show. But anyway, he is interviewing a man who he says is a retired U.S. colonel. Now, is it that this man wants to have his name anonymous at this stage? We've seen all of the bad things that happen with the evil part of the FBI, the ones that are under the control, the ones that wouldn't, the ones that wouldn't participate in the lies of J6. Okay, what happened to them? Their lives were destroyed. there was even a post by Representative Paulina Luna. Okay, and she said, "We're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to do this." And the very most relevant response to her was, "Yeah, you guys always say you're going to do this and that. You're going to do this and that. You're going to do this and that. But you haven't done a doggone thing so far." It reminds me of the Glenn Beck thing where he calls up and he says,
"Nothing happens. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody pays for a thing anymore.
How come Fauci's free? How come Gates is free? How come Palantir, one of the most surveillance state Orwellian organizations in the world, is funding J.D. Vance, is funding Donald Trump? Why are these things happening?" Oh, don't even get me going on the Whitney Webb broadcast. That was absolutely unbelievable. But anyway, praise God. Listen to this. This is, according to Judge Napolitano, this is a retired United States colonel from the military. Here we go.
Let me start at the beginning. They're 2 weeks away. They're at 60% right now, and it would take about 10 days to get to 90% and to build a bomb. Probably 4 to 5 bombs. I think they could do that without Israel picking up on it, but I think Israel has probably already concluded that that is the situation. I know we have. So at the same time, we have Zarif talking at Davos about how Iran would welcome a new negotiating technique coming from Trump, where they would even talk about ballistic missiles. They would talk about no moratorium on anything. Trump would have a splendid deal, a new JCPOA. It would have all the things that it should have, that he said it should have when he walked out of the original one. That's going on at the same time that this atomic program is going on. And if it were to come to fruition or even come close to fruition, I could see Israel doing that. And I don't think the United States would follow them in that action. And I don't think they would be successful. What they would invite is a counterstrike from Iran that might be devastating. Iran could react, I think, with a significant attack. And we might not even be able to do what we did before because we are limited now because of what we did before. Our missiles are limited. Our aircraft are limited. Our pilots are limited. We've put them through the crunch so many times now that I'm not sure they could respond as conclusively as they did before. So, again, I want to emphasize that with all of the array of enemies around Israel right now, the military power they represent, and I haven't even mentioned Turkey, then it's getting to be a very existential situation for Israel. And I think it might be to the point where we've got to make some really tough decisions. Do we cut them loose and let them fall, or do we stay with them and get ourselves buried in the Levant in a way that, as Mir Shimer keeps saying, and I agree with John on this, takes our eye completely off the real ball, which is the other way in China? Let me start at the beginning.
All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so you're starting to see, you know, the volume getting turned up on the Winds of War movie. And more people are waking up to it. That's the important part. And a lot of people, when I look at the comments of various posts on Twitter, are asking, why haven't you done anything yet? The problem is that all the marketing that's gone behind the you know, make America great again, let's get rid of the spending, you know. What happened with USAID? How come it's not completely disbanded yet? you know, the firing of federal employees and things that were promised, which I think is kind of a travesty, but I wouldn't want anybody to lose their job. But I'm just saying, these things are not going down as people, a lot of people assume that they are. And then when they kind of like figure out that there's been a federal judge block, then you've got this petition going before the Supreme Court. You know, you got to give me power to do this. And there's this pushback, like I just, you know, as I introduced you to in the reading about the limitations of executive orders and how constitutional law, you heard the mainstream media, can be a serious hindrance to executive orders. The winds of war, they continue to get louder and louder. Praise Jesus. Because guess what? It means we're leaving soon. All right, praise Jesus. So I think it's fair, after having been, introduced through the various experts and the prophetic word, you know, Amos 3:7 says, surely the Lord God does nothing without first revealing it through his servants and prophets. Now, I might not have that to the exact, you know, word, but that's the point. Now, does that mean that everybody needs to hear the prophecy? No, it doesn't. All right. So anyway, I'm just taking a look at some things, but I definitely want to play this one for you because it's very relevant to turning up the volume of the Winds of War movie. Now, again, the scream bloody murder coming from the Arab nations about the violations of the ceasefire, the incredible bombing that is taking place in civilian neighborhoods in Lebanon right now, the threat from Lebanon that if you don't get out of here by the 18th, something bad is going to happen, which is tomorrow. Okay, so we'll see. All right, we don't know. A lot of things, a lot of these saber-rattling things, somehow something stops a lot of times them from occurring, but you know, there's been other times when Iran launched that humongous salvo of very powerful ballistic missiles against Israel where they kind of got kicked real bad. Okay, so we know where we're heading. We're heading directly into Luke 21:20, which is essentially what that colonel was saying. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But in addition to that, let's see what Netanyahu is saying about Donald Trump. Now, granted, it's probably padded toward the end of the message a little bit, but that's what they do. They pad things. They placate. They make you think that, oh, it's not as big as... But here's the thing. If Donald Trump doesn't understand the Babylonian Talmud, which, by the way, I'm about 99% sure he doesn't, then he doesn't realize that he's being used. But that's high-end, very complicated Noahide laws, Babylonian Talmud information that you have to be aware of. All right, now on that note, let's go ahead and play this, which is Netanyahu's happy announcement in regard, hold on, in regard to the alliance between them and Donald Trump. All right, so here we go.
Israel and America stand shoulder to shoulder in countering the threat of Iran. We agree that the Ayatollahs must not have nuclear weapons. And we also agree that Iran's aggression in the region has to be rolled back. Over the last 16 months, Israel has dealt a mighty blow to Iran's terror axis. Under the strong leadership of President Trump, and with your unflinching support, I have no doubt that we can and will finish the job.
Okay, so we have basically taken the vanilla wedding cake cupcake. That's my favorite, but I'm not allowed to have any of that kind of stuff because I'm doing keto right now and losing weight like crazy. Hallelujah! But anyway, there is kind of like that, you know, proverbial, metaphorical cherry on the cupcake. Okay, there you have Netanyahu not just talking to, you have to understand, he's not talking to the Knesset. He's not talking, you know, in Yiddish to the various people that are in the government. By the way, many of which who want him gone, and many of the Israelites, almost certainly the ones that are not that are truly Semites, that have nothing to do with the Babylonian Talmud, and they're marching in the streets by the millions. Okay, in some cases, or at least it appears to be millions, maybe it's only a million, but it's, you know, the streets are just as far as the eye can see. It's unbelievable. And they're like getting, you know, they want to get rid of Netanyahu. There are Jews all over the world that are protesting the things that are going on over there. There are factions inside. You heard the discussion about Haaretz. You've heard the concern that was raised about the direction that Netanyahu is going. The people there are very concerned about an existential threat, which, by the way, is precisely what's in Luke 21:20. Right? All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And let's go ahead and move on with the rest of the news. Thank you, Father. All right, glory to God. So at this point, I'd like to bring forward all the call to, I think you might know about this already, I suspect so, that there has been an effort on the part, now, like I said, I don't know for sure. It's very difficult to tell because the whole reptilian hierarchical dynamic is very difficult to understand. They eat their young. The Illuminati has multiple levels. They killed Kennedy, and he's part of the 13. He's one of the 13 most powerful Illuminati families in the world. Okay, but it doesn't mean that every Kennedy is part of that. Okay, that's just how it works. And it's exceedingly complicated, and it's meant to be complicated. They don't want you to figure out how it works. You have to understand that the answer is never A or B or C, but the answer is almost always D, all of the above. The question is, which one of A, B, or C are they going to execute upon? And to try to guess that, I had somebody, text me and say, well, is it in the Bible? And I said, well, was the pandemic in the Bible? I said, was World War I in the Bible? Was World War II in the Bible? Was 9/11 in the Bible? The answer is no. J. Vernon McGee nailed it when he said, God hath not given us all the details. Now, he was specifically referring to pre-existence, pre-Adamic man. Okay, the gap theory, which is not a theory, in Genesis 1:1-1:2. Okay, but nevertheless, that paradigm holds true. God does not give us all the details. Okay? It is the glory of God to concealeth a matter, and the glory of kings to search out a matter. Proverbs 20:25, I think it's 2, but I'll have to double check on that. You can look it up. All right. A lot of these things I do from memory, and there's sometimes 30, 40, 50 different verses that pop into my head. Praise Jesus. And anyway, they're all relevant to what's going on right now. All right. So what I want to bring to your attention is all the hubbub about Donald Trump setting up a deal to talk to Putin to, you know, get rid of the notion that there might be a world war or anything like that, or to kind of squelch the idea that the Ukraine thing is going to go, you know, and don't worry about them becoming part of NATO and all this, that, and the other thing. All the while, you heard in the beginning of the first hour that room full of senators clapping and shaking the hands and patting the back of Zelensky as he's saying, yes, yes, thank you, thank you. Okay, there are coups going on, literally. Coup d'etats. And the question is, who knows what and who's participating in them? Is Steve Bannon right? Maybe so. But one thing is for sure, the volume level on the Winds of War movie is starting to get louder and louder. And we have prophetic words from our Heavenly Father, a lot of them, many of which I have not played, but I have, okay, about what's coming. So we all have to be prepared. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Father. All right. So anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit real quick for you about this meeting with, I'm just going to verbalize it. All right. So anyway, Lavrov comes forward. Now, I'm not exactly sure. I'm not smart enough about the Russian government hierarchy, but he's essentially like a very senior minister of, I don't know if it's defense or whatever, or of multiple disciplines, but he's a kind of like a right-hand man to Putin. Now, Putin doesn't come out and say often, very often, that, you know, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. He's very contained and presidential, and he doesn't, you know, he hints around about things, but then Lavrov comes out and says, this is what's going to happen. So you have to pay attention to the second and the third hand men in the Russian governmental hierarchy and the Ministry of Defense, because those are the ones that are going to tell you the details of what's being talked about behind the closed doors. And this is very important, because it was Dmitry Dudeman, Henry Groover, and A.A. Allen, three of the most anointed people that ever served God, probably right up there with Smith Wigglesworth. And those three people were shown that the United States is blown to bits from sea to shining sea with Russian submarine-launched nuclear missiles. But it's safe to say that the barley harvest, the first watch, will be out of here by then. For God will not, it says in Revelation 3:10, it says, because you have kept my command to persevere, which means you're going to go through a lot of trials and problems, and you're going to have to repent a lot and confess a lot and work really hard on your salvation, and don't take anything for granted and keep on working toward it. But it says, because you, it says, I will not keep you here for the hour of trial that comes to test those who dwell upon the earth. I'm doing that from memory because my post-it note is worn out and I can't have it real handy here. So I have to rewrite that post-it note. But basically it's in Revelation 3:10 and also 3:5. Okay, this is these are very, very important scriptures that we should all be intimately familiar with, because we all want to be part of the first watch, the Church of Philadelphia. We want to be evacuated off this alien demon infested rock. Okay, this is extremely important, because if we are not on that first evacuation mission, if we miss that slippery escape, which is in the Hebrew and in Daniel chapter 12, if we miss that, okay, that's not going to be a good thing, because then the meteor hits Apophis, I believe with all of my heart, which is supposed to hit the earth in 2029. Now everybody seems to have forgotten about Apophis. All right, never mind, it's still out there, and it's got a trajectory coming right toward Earth. We also got Planet X, Nibiru. I've been talking about it for over 10 years, and now some other ministries are starting to wake up to it. I'm like, going, oh my gosh, it's, you know, but it's okay. Praise Jesus. I'm just glad that anybody is waking up to these things. The weather things that are happening right now, it's all about Planet X. Planet X is a failed brown, a yellow dwarf star, just like the one that we have, but when it collapses, a brown dwarf becomes minus 273 degrees Fahrenheit and highly magnetic, and it drags with it piles of garbage, okay, and iron oxide dust. That's why the seas turn to blood in the trumpet judgments. All this stuff is interconnected. That's why we're having the wacky weather that we're having and the floods everywhere and all the things that they're trying to blame on cow stuff. They're just trying to get rid of the meat. They're trying to prevent us from being able to use the power that was given to us. It even says in Romans, I believe it is 14, that those who eat only vegetables are weak. Okay, they want to take those things away from us. They don't want us to eat the eggs. They don't want us to be properly full of appropriate godly nutrition, because heaven forbid that would, you know, infuse us with power from on high, which is the design of God. Okay, so anyway, Lavrov comes out and he says, and I'm quoting, there shouldn't even be a hint, all capital letters, of territory concessions on the upcoming United States and Russian talks on Ukraine. Now, Zelensky has somehow successfully weaseled himself into that meeting. And if my hunch is correct, it's going to crash the meeting completely. Because he won't shut up. He's all coked out. He's going to be, and Lavrov is going to get up and walk out of the room. Or they're going to have to subdue him. One way or the other, that coked up man is going to have to be removed from the room. And you know what? Look at how juiced up he would get when he has a whole room full of U.S. senators clapping and patting him on the back and promising all kinds of things. And we haven't stopped the U.S. aid yet. We haven't stopped giving our money away. Federal judges are blocking, you know, Trump's attempt to do this, that, and the other thing. It's like a war. It's a constitutional crisis. Well, if you remember what I read to you about executive orders, if there's a constitutional issue with an executive order, guess what? All holds are game off. They have to litigate it in court. They got to go to the Supreme Court, which is what Trump is petitioning for right now. You know, you could say, well, Doug is doing this and Doug is doing that. Doug isn't doing diddly squat. They're revealing the fraud. That's good. But it's kind of like, you know,
nothing happens. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody pays for a thing anymore.
That's what it's like. Amen. All right, let's continue. All righty then, here we go.
It's not normal.
All right. Okay, so at this point, I have a collection of interrelated news bites that I've plucked out that are relevant to some of these advanced understandings. However, they don't have necessarily the congruency, okay, that what I've played thus far has, for sure. Some of them repeat it a little bit in a different way. I'll try to weed through it relatively quickly. I don't know how many I'm looking at right now. It looks like it could be as many as 60, but I want to move quickly through them because we're at the 36-minute mark in the second hour, and I don't want to miss any of this information within these 2 hours. All right, praise God. Let's go ahead and just, as the British say, push through. Praise God. Here we go. All right, Islamic federal judge overrules Trump. It says American Islamic judge Amir Ali just overruled, Trump's foreign aid freeze. Your tax dollars are flowing out of the country again. It's happening right now. Judge Amir Ali, the first Muslim and Arab American federal judge in Washington, D.C., just ordered the Trump administration to lift, these particular requirements for foreign aid. So it's still happening. Nothing has stopped. A lot of people think it's happening, but it's not. Bannon is right. All right. So anyway, it's important to note because these are all part of the winds of war. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. What's up next? I don't know. Let's go. All right, okay, so this is another one, but this has additional information about that Islamic federal judge. Now, this is from a fellow by the name of Tony Saruga, and I'm going to read this to you just as he said. Now, I will tell you this. I have been listening. He is definitely a dissident in the sense that he does not follow the crowd. He's not jumping over the wall with the lemmings, okay, and he sees things, and I don't know how well-connected he is, but evidently pretty well. All right, I'm going to read this to you. I'm just going to read you what he wrote. All right. He says, Judge Amir Hatem Mahdi Ali has met with the Muslim Brotherhood and other radical Islamists in the Islamic Center of Washington, D.C., which is a 5-minute walk to Barack Obama's White House located on 2446 Belmont Road, Northwest Washington, D.C., 2008 or whatever, 008. All right, then it says over 24 times just since the election. Oh, I thought Obama went away. I thought he went away. I thought he was in like Bora Bora partying or something. But wait, he goes on. He says the Biden administration makes him a federal judge after the election. Trump won. So how exactly does an Indian from Canada move to the United States, becomes a lawyer, executive director at the MacArthur Judgment Center, the same radical organization that called for defunding of the police and demand charges to be dropped against the BLM rioters? And after President Trump wins the 2024 election, meets with terrorist organizations known as the Muslim Brotherhood, the Obamas, and at their little White House, after which, I repeat, literally weeks after Trump's win, Joe Biden appoints him to a lifetime appointment as a federal judge. And just luck. How does this suit? He's confused. He doesn't understand how this can happen. Does anybody? I think we do. don't we? Praise God. All right, next one up. Schultz, the head guy at in Germany. All right, so Vance went over and did a really impressive speech, really, in front of all the people in not all of them, but, you know, essentially the European Union leaders that were in the room at the time. And he opened up a can of, you know, whoopiney on him. Okay, and it's talking about, you know, free speech and all the things that Americans typically believe in, according to the Constitution, if it were really working the way it ought, and it was well received, and everybody applauded him. Yay! Well, Schultz comes out and he says no, and there are a number of, you know, senior leaders in the European Union. I think they should all withdraw from the European Union, frankly. And don't even get me going on NATO. Right now, you've got Macron in France putting together a coalition of other European nations for the purpose of continuing to fund Zelensky, continuing to push the Russian war forward. Okay, all these things are in play right now. All these things are happening in the other movie that most people aren't watching. Okay, but this is all very important stuff. Praise Jesus. All right, I don't want to lose my time. There's a lot to go. Next one up. Okay, foot and mouth disease. United Kingdom farmers are very, very concerned that they've been warned by their government, which you cannot trust farther than you can throw it. Don't get me going on Kurt Stammer. That is one twisted reptilian there. All right, now, I just think he is. I don't know. I don't have any, the eyes of a serpent proof of it yet. But, you know, this stuff has a way of finding its way out eventually. All right, so foot and mouth disease, this is very bad. Okay, and the farmers over in the UK are very concerned because if this spreads, if it's for real, if they have intentionally, which they would do, look at all of the chicken farms that were burned down, look at the price of eggs, look at the things that are happening, look at all of the mRNA. Nobody has stopped mRNA. Nobody has stopped the vaccines of our food supplies. Nobody has stopped them from spraying in the air. Why is Bill Gates not in jail? Why is Fauci not in jail? None of these things are happening. Makes things that make a relatively awake and aware person scratch their chin and go, So we got the foot and mouth disease threat. Is it real? Is it contrived? Is it injected into the cows? Is it going to end up in a lot of cows being killed? What is the effect on our food supply? Nobody seems to be concerned about that, not even in Washington, D.C. They're working on things that are, well, kind of like not bearing the fruit that everybody thinks they should or ought to or have been. It's just the other movie. Praise God. Another headline up. Praise Jesus. Egyptian lawmaker Mustafa Bakri says the Egyptian army will capture Tel Aviv in one day. All right, this is very, very important. All right, because it has to do with the things that we never hear about. Okay, when they're coming out, when the Egyptian army is coming out, and they're powerful. Okay, they're not paying any attention to Donald Trump. They said nothing doing on taking, people from Gaza. They support, the Palestinians being able to stay in their own land, and they have brought their military forces to the edge into the Sinai Peninsula, and now they're coming out publicly and telling people we can take Tel Aviv in 24 hours. Let's go watch those executive orders some more. That other movie is so much more attractive, isn't it? But not to those of us who understand the progression of events in Revelation chapter 6, because it means we're leaving soon. I know, the word sin. Who likes the word sin? Does anybody like the word sin? Kids, do you like the word sin? Well, that's exactly how I feel. It's kind of like, you know.
Hey, human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Yeah. All right. Oh, this one here is kind of creepy, so brace yourself a little bit. All right, but believe it or not, do everything that you can not to get sick. Pray before you turn the key on the ignition of your car. Pray for God's protection. Pray for the angels to surround you. Pray for the holy fire of God to surround you. Listen to this testimony from a nurse on the inside of the hospitals right now. It's still going on. Unbelievable. This is pretty creepy.
She is a medical professional who has insight and information that you're going to want to hear. Go right ahead, Tina. Tell us what you've learned.
Okay. Since the Affordable Care Act came out, Since the Affordable Care Act came out, we are now, as nurses, required to ask every single patient when they come to the hospital if you've had your flu vaccine or your pneumococcal vaccine. If you say no to either one of those, in the computer, an order will generate that says we need to give you this vaccine. We don't need to speak to a doctor. It's hospital policy. It's now health department policy that we now have to give you the vaccine. Even if you came to the hospital with a stubbed toe, you will be offered both vaccines if you meet requirements, which just about everybody meets requirements for flu vaccine. And most people over the age of 65 will meet the pneumococcal vaccine. Even if you come to the hospital with a stubbed toe, you are going to be given this vaccine. You have the right to say no. If you say no, they just check it off as refused. This was never like this years ago. This is a new thing.
And tell me what we were discussing before about surgery and your admission that you hadn't had these recent vaccines. Tell me about this protocol, because I don't think that people, in fact, I know that there are many people that are not aware of this.
When you go to the hospital, if you need surgery, you need a knee replacement surgery, first they're going to ask you if you've had the vaccines. You're going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to say, well, you need to sign this consent. If you're going to have vaccine, if you're going to have surgery, you need to sign a consent. In the consent, there's a word called biogenics. If you sign the consent saying, I consent for you to give me biogenics, that basically means that they can give you anything that they deem necessary, including vaccines. So if you say you didn't get a flu shot, it's flu season, and you sign the consent that says, I agree to biogenics, they will give you a vaccine even when you're under anesthesia because you already signed the consent.
All right, to save a little bit of time, so if you listen to the whole thing, and I know the volume was low, but I had everything cranked up to full volume, and unfortunately this particular audio is low. But she even goes on to explain that when you're laying in your hospital bed, okay, in the middle of the night, sleeping or whatever, or recovering from the knee surgery or whatever the case is, they're going to sneak in the middle of the night and they're going to inject you with mRNA vaccines, okay, from Bill Gates while you're asleep. Okay? Yeah, creepy, isn't it? It's kind of like, kids, you don't want that, do you? Yeah, I figured not. All right, praise God. Next up, Emmanuel, President. Why is this guy in power still? What is Trudeau still doing in Canada? They come out and they tell you that they're going to, and everybody, and there's like news reports and they're going to, you know, and then they're still there and there and there. And Gavin Newsom, what is he? What is he? And, well, we already know about Hannity. All right, so anyway, French President Emmanuel Macron has called, oh, by the way, his wife is kind of like Michelle Obama kind of thing. You know, Candace Owens is out there really trying to nail that one home, but she doesn't have to try very hard. So anyway, has called for an emergency summit of European leaders, listen to this, to stop Trump and keep the war going. All right, are you hearing this stuff? This is amazing. All right, praise God. So given the limited time we have left, I'm just going to burn through these last few headlines, all right, because they're important, but not as important as the stuff that I've already played for you, but they are definitely relevant. All right, let's go ahead and hit them one by one. All right, Netanyahu confirms receipt of 1,800 frightening 2,000-pound Mark 84 bombs that were sent over to Israel by Donald Trump. Next one up. Rather than confirming Kash Patel as the FBI director, our senators are drooling over a wannabe dictator, Zelensky. But we already heard about that, didn't we? Yep. Next one up. All right. David Icke is going nuts. He's saying Trump picks sacks. He's talking about some of the picks that he picked and their affiliations with the darkness and all that kind of stuff. The guy's not perfect. He doesn't understand a lot of things, but one thing he does follow very, very well, and that's reptilians and, conspiracy stuff that's going on behind the scenes. So it's worth paying attention to. Praise Jesus if you want to be wise as a serpent. All right. Thank you, Father. Next one up. All right. Senator Lindsey Graham stated that if Russia attacks the Ukraine again, Ukraine will be immediately accepted into NATO. Oh, no. The next one up. Representative Luna says that they will hold accountable and responsible for all these people and everything. What's really funny about this, though, what I wanted to share with you is what one of the comments said. It says, y'all say this blank all the time, and then you share something and nothing happens. If people aren't going to start paying for their crimes, then stop wasting our time and taxpayers' dollars. People are waking up. Well, some. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. The next one up. All right. Israel marches demanding Netanyahu's resignation. Again, this is continuous. It's ongoing. It happens all the time. Remember that even if 80% of them are Babylonian Talmudish, okay, synagogue of Satan, irregardless, or, you know, whatever, you know, do the math. You're still talking about millions that are God's people. All right. Now, that being said, we pray for everybody. We hate the sin. We love the sinner. All right. We're not from here. We're not staying here. This is all about preparing and being ready. Praise God. That's awesome. All right. So then you've got Professor Gilbert Doctorow. It says that Britain has a Russian bullseye written all over it if there's an escalation. And you can say that again. Praise God. Next one up. All right. Wally Rashid does a rundown on Gaddafi. And if you do the study on this, which I don't have time to do today, it's fascinating because the things that are happening right now are happening again. Okay. And it's all fascinating how it's happening. And most people are just like, they're so focused on the other movie. They're missing. Yeah, but there are people waking up. That's the amazing thing. Let us be the ones that wake up. Praise God. All right. Listen to this. The final statement of the 38th African Union Summit says that Israel's committing genocide against the Palestinians and must be prosecuted internationally immediately. Now, let me just say this for what it's worth. This is a very large number of nations. And this, by the way, is something that is growing worldwide. There are even European countries that are calling for the same. Okay, and don't even get me going on the marches in downtown New York and all the other things. They were supposed to create some sort of an executive order and kick them all out and all this other stuff. But see, there are legalities. There are constitutional issues involved there. And then it ends up in a court. And around and around and around it goes. And where it stops? Well, it stops with 2,000-pound bombs being shipped over to Israel is where it stops. The greater Israel is still being fulfilled. Bombings in Damascus. Bombings in Syria. The Iranians are very concerned. Lebanon threatening Israel. All these things are happening. The bombs are still going off while we're watching the other movie. Uh-oh. Let's not do that anymore. All right, praise God. Leaders attending tomorrow's European emergency meeting on the Ukraine are hosted by Macron in Paris. So that would be today, likely. Let me check. February. Yep, that's today. So it's evidently happening today. Another headline up, praise Jesus, says Zelensky comes out and publicly states, I will never accept any decisions between the United States and Russia about Ukraine. Never! As Lindsey Graham is secretly texting him and patting him on the back. Yep. Hezbollah to Israel, get out of our country by February 18th or else. What's going to happen? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. One thing we know for sure is Luke 21:20 is definitely going to happen. And there are coalitions. I mean, a 2 million man army can be mounted up by Turkey alone. That's pretty serious. Talk about a king from the north. That's about as north as it gets. Breaking. Europeans are preparing a new large joint military aid package for the Ukraine. Don't even get me going on the NATO leaders. It's unbelievable. Ursula von der Leyen, holy moly. Why is she still in power? How come they haven't gotten rid of her? What happened to Klaus Schwab? Do you think he went away? Well, it turns out they're playing us like a fiddle. They just want us to think that they went away. They did not go away. These things are all happening. Digital currencies. We're going to wake up one day and things are not going to be, oh, we need a voter ID. Oh, we need to be protected from going in and out of the border walls. Wait a minute. Is that wall to keep us in or to keep them out? What's the wall for? What about all the FEMA camps? What's going to happen? Nibiru, the weather, all these things. People are losing track. They're looking at all the executive orders. They're thinking that everything's going to be okay. Peace and safety, and then what? Sudden destruction. Do we know that that's going to happen? Is that how it's going to go down? We don't know. We just got to keep on watching. But what we see is an endless stream, an increasing roar of the winds of war happening all over the place. Okay, again, the Singaporean Minister of Defense comes out and says, America's image has shifted from that of a liberator to a disruptor, and it just gets worse from there. Okay, people are waking up to these things. Then there's another threat about a nuclear war and Starmer and the British troops and the Ukraine, and how they're trying to start World War III. All these things are continuing forward right now. Trump is filing an emergency appeal with SCOTUS tonight to try to get the Obama-appointed judge to let go, and so he can move forward with the things that he's trying to get accomplished. Don't we see? Don't we see? Oh, no, sometimes we don't. Let us also be aware that those who are part, I'm not saying that they're Christians. I'm not saying that they get everything right. I know there's a lot of things that they don't know. But the people that are leading the way for disclosure, right, wrong, or indifferent, are still maintaining that something really big is about to happen in 2025. What could that be? I don't know. But to me, it's exciting. I hope it is to you too. Praise Jesus. So anyway, at the 55-hour mark, which will, of course will tick down really, really fast, at the 55-minute mark of the second hour, we have come to a point where I think it's safe that we've covered all the material that we need to cover. Praise Jesus. And let's go ahead and close the show with a favorite. Again, please do consider paying a visit to hgaradio.com because Brother Kirk and his wife who did this song, they're going through some really hard times, folks. And don't forget Proverbs. Okay, he who lends or who gives to the poor is lending to God. Do it out of the love of your heart, or it profits you nothing. That's what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. These things are important. Pray for the love of Jesus. He will give it to you. And we are so close. This is exciting. It could take a while. Don't sell the farm. Just keep on watching like Jesus said. God bless you all. And this brings us to the end of the second hour of The Winds of War.